bill 587. And
yeah,
Adrian, are you ready?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe so. Roll right up here. 587 is in front of you. This is the bill that has to do with third-party building inspections and creating a program to allow third-party inspectors that fall under a jurisdiction of the Building Codes Division. The bill establishes the program. The fiscal impact has to do with staffing for the program in the 9901 biennium. The department anticipates having expenditures of $147,106. And because of the partial biennium staffing with the three-quarter FTE for a program technician and half FTE for an office specialist, the full program in the 2001-03 biennium would have expenditures of $166,174 with 1.5 FTE for the established program. The bill does also establish the authority for the department to adopt fee schedules to provide for the program. The Department of Consumer and Business Services is also directed by the bill to loan from the Consumer and Business Services Fund sufficient funds to create the program, which would be repaid to CCBS funds from surcharges established in the new program, or the fees, rather, that are collected under the new program. With that, you have had one previous work session at that, or hearing, and at that time, it was recommended that the work group be convened to discuss some of the technical elements of the bill, and that has occurred, and perhaps Representative Wilson can speak to that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have had several work groups, and I want to say that I am extremely proud of the people who took part in this, because this bill has come a long way. Really, as a person in charge of the work group, I really kept kind of loose control on this thing. I just wanted to know which direction they were going, and so I just entered it periodically, and the folks involved in the work group really did the work and were greatly self-directed. Just for the committee, I would mention that this bill is really a statewide change regarding plan reviews and inspection. The reason this bill is here is because when it comes to the construction business, building business, time is money, and there has been some frustration expressed by individuals across the state about a slow turnaround on these various processes. And so this bill is has come together to alleviate that problem, to dispel those fears about long turnarounds when it comes to specialty code plan reviews and inspections and the like. So with that said, again, you know, reiterating how pleased I am with the work and the self-direction that was exhibited here, we will probably run into only one sticking point today on this bill, and that is a bill that is the point that deals with the number of days that the municipality is given to complete their work, especially code building plans and so forth, their reviews. This bill, as currently written, requires it within 10 days unless a special dispensation is given by the director of DCDS, which at this point the bill would allow. And there has been some concern expressed about that, and I'm sure you'll probably hear more about that today. I don't think it's the death sentence for the bill. I believe that whether it's 10 days, 15 days, I believe can be worked out. So, anyway, I just wanted to give the committee an update on where it is and the reason for the bill and where we are today.
Thank you.
Will that modification, the number of days, will that require an amendment to the bill, or how is that going to be handled in anticipation?
Representative Ross, yes, that would require an amendment.
And do you expect there to be a resolution of that today?
I'm expecting that there will be.
Thank you.
Ms. Berry, would you like to come up and address that issue?
Good morning. Scott Berry with Oregon Building Industry Association. Did you want me to cover any of the other parts of the bill or just those? Just a couple of quick comments this morning. I think the staff has covered the bill fairly well, as well as Representative Wilson. But the bill does do some licensing and monitoring of all new third-party providers, and it provides for a third-party system for doing some plan checking and inspections if local jurisdictions cannot meet certain timelines. And those are generally timelines they put in an operating plan that they already submit to BCD. The changes that would occur here, and I think the amendment that, that my understanding we've all agreed to is that for jurisdictions over 300,000 in population, the 10 days would move to 15 days. And that seems to solve the problems that some of the larger jurisdictions have with that 10-day turnaround timeline. And again, my understanding is that all of our folks who were involved in the committee, who sat through the groups, and we have spent a fair amount of time on this bill and on this issue specifically, have agreed to that new amendment. Obviously, we do not have that amendment in writing with us this morning, but we have in theory all agreed to that. Secondly, it also provides that local government agencies retain primary authority for building program services. That fees collected by local building departments must be dedicated to the operation of the building department. However, they are not dedicated by specialty code. And that the only exception to that is the electrical program, and that is already dedicated by specialty code, so there's no change to that. And the bill would also implement a statewide code interpretation appeal process, which provides a chief inspector position for all specialty code programs. Currently, plumbing and electrical already have that. And this adds that, and that program would allow for, in the case of a residential contractor, let's say, who is concerned about the opinion they got from the local building official, it would allow that person to appeal that position after the building official has made a decision. It would allow that person to appeal that to the state building code division, and the chief inspector in charge of that specialty code, so whether it be mechanical, structural, plumbing, that person would be able to feel that and expect to hear a decision in a fairly quick manner. So those are some of the changes that, and really a short summary of the bill. I'm not going to spend too much time on it because I think there are a number of folks who probably want to get up and testify today, and I think we've got consensus. So I'd be happy to take any questions from the committee.
Representative
Brown? I see a representative from the city here. Did the counties also participate in the work group?
Yes, they did.
And did they get concurrence with your conclusions? Is it your belief that they support the resolution should not be a difficulty?
Chair Representative Ross, yes. Yes, it is my understanding they do.
Thank you.
I'm sure.
Representative
Wilson. Thank you. Scott, what is the estimated time of arrival for the latest amendments?
Chair Representative Wilson, I think the Dash 7s were due out this morning.
Yeah.
I had talked briefly with committee staff about moving this bill to tomorrow so that the group had a chance to take a look at those amendments. There may be some scheduling problems with doing that. I think they decided to go ahead with the meeting today because of that.
Okay.
But this latest change that we've all agreed to will either require a Dash 8 or a change in the Dash 7s before this group approves those.
Thank you.
Madam Chair. Thank you very much. I don't know if they're planning to testify, but I would like to hear from the City of Portland and be clear on their comfort level with this.
Adrian, where are we with the amendment part of it?
Madam Chair, committee. I don't know what the content is of the Dash 7 amendments that were just alluded to, and if there is more technical program being amended in those that are due this morning, in addition to the day change that is suggested, you may want to see the DAS 7 and find out what the content is of those before you proceed any further. Unless it can be represented what the content of DAS 7 is to your satisfaction and the agreements that have been drawn by the parties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, not to complicate matters, but did we ever see the DAS 6s? I have my bill filed with me, and I don't recall ever seeing the DAS 6s.
Madam Chair and Senator Gordley, the AN growth measure has DAS 85, and they do not. The DAS 85s were discussed by the work group. The DAS A6s may have been a work in progress that was never brought forward and then goes into the next version, which apparently is the DAS A6.
I think that must be what happened. It's in reference, but I know I've not seen them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mark, would you like to come up and Scott and Nichols stay put then?
Okay. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Mark Landau with the City of Portland's Office of Government Relations. Scott has made a change or suggested a change of 15 days for jurisdictions with over 300,000, excuse me. That was the one sticking point for the City of Portland. We've dedicated a lot of resources to over-the-counter issuance of permits, in which we receive about 50,000 permit applications every year, and we produce or issue about 60% of those over-the-counter within 2 to 5 hours. With a 10-day period, we would have been forced to shift some of our resources into plan review, taking resources away from the over-the-counter issuance of permits, which created some concerns for us and for our customers. With the suggested change by Scott, the City of Portland would feel much more comfortable with the bill.
Any questions?
Now, where is this
session? Senator Fisherman, sir.
Where is this question? Where is it in the bill?
Well, I've got a copy of the A6s, and I'm sorry that apparently the rest of you don't here, but it's in Section 21 of the A6s.
Madam Chair, it's my understanding from further from previous conversations, the A6s have not been adopted or left abandoned.
I would tend to agree with Senator Fisher. I've got a copy, and I think several others have a working copy of it. But apparently, that has not achieved widespread distribution, and we need to have that.
Before we proceed, Jim, I think what we will do is we will close the work session on this, wait till we get the amendments in front of us, and then I think we can proceed rather quickly. So let's close the work session on 587. And as soon as we get those amendments in hand, we'll get back on the agenda just so the committee can see what we're looking at. Thank you.
Madam Chair, for the record, Chris Durham, Department of Education. The department is seeking your forgiveness for a procedural omission that we followed, that we did not follow Friday. We contacted Representative Minnis and requested a deferral for later in the week. And apparently, pardon me? I apologize that the word did not get to the appropriate channels, and we apologize very much for that. The superintendent is working on a way to balance the budget and make some revisions, particularly in assessment, that we'd like to bring back to you before you hold your work session, or to your staff before we hold the work session. You do hold the work session. So we're very sorry for the misunderstanding about the protocol and seeking the deferral. So we do request, if we could, deferral for a couple days.
I want you to make sure you work with LFO staff, putting those new suggestions together. So they're tracking to keep them in proposal. And hopefully we can be pretty expedient about it. Hopefully we're coming to closure on this question. Any questions?
Well, just you expect your pension management. You're expecting ready on Thursday.
If that's the date you choose, we will be ready on Thursday, yes.
The staff be ready on Thursday?
Madam Chair, and go ahead and see the proposal list. It's difficult to say. I'll certainly make every attempt to be ready on Thursday, and we'll let you know if it doesn't seem feasible.
And back the only thing I was trying to be sure was that in fact, LFO had a chance to really analyze your proposal before it comes to the committee, because unless we have a good assessment from LFO, we wouldn't be ready to have a work session on Thursday. So that would be, as all I was just saying, I'm curious that we want to be sure that our staff had a chance to really assess what is being brought forward.
And we won't grant all that as well, if you're understanding. So it's incumbent on you to move.
We'll do everything possible. I apologize.
Any other questions? So that's very good.
Thank you.
Oh, did you? I'm not really.